County National Bank. First show of 2021.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Bill.
And I can tell you, Melissa's going to sound a little different this morning.
If this is Melissa, she put on 100 and some pounds. Maybe two. Good morning, John Walter and Greg. How are you?
Hey, John. Good to hear you.
Had to be heard.
Yeah. What's up, fellas?
We're still getting used to the phone. We miss you. We want to come out to the County National Bank studio, but we're in lovely downtown Jackson. So, bit of a safer drive this morning, but that's about it. So, Happy New Year, Greg. You heard John come. John Waldron's here. Got a little bit to discuss about upcoming plans for 2021.
Yeah, we made it through 2020. That was New Year's Eve was nice. Turn the day to 21, but you know, in 20 we spent a lot of time on PPP and rates were great. If you do a bit of a review, our mortgage activity was very, very strong, and the consumers out there that could refinance, you know, you're putting money in your pocket with a refinance, and the housing market's strong, rates are good. So we were able to get through 20 with a lot of hard work. I know you went back and forth with lobbies open and closed, and some businesses were open and some were closed, but I'll tell you, I think our employees worked harder in 2020 than ever with all of the things that were thrown at us. So I compliment all of the CNB people out there listening. They did a great job, and they did a great job for our communities, you know, with the PPP lending. Greg, I think in total, the deals kept trickling in, but in total, I think we put more than $125 million in loans that the vast majority are forgivable. So $125 million on the streets to help our communities. And I know our people worked nights and weekends and a lot of hours to do that. So hats off to them for 2020. It was a tough year, but from a banking standpoint, our people really delivered. So
that surprised you, John, all the business?
Well, that's a great question, Greg. With where rates were, it did. The housing market housing prices just keep going up, and we have a lot of discussion here. You know, I mean, inventory is down, prices are up. They seem to keep going up. I really thought it would taper off, but we were just talking about that before the show started. Mortgage volume continues to be busy, and Bill, we were talking about the Wells Fargo days from way back when Bill was doing mortgages, and I've never seen anything like the values we're seeing, Bill.
Probably the biggest thing I've seen lately is the boom in new construction. For 10 years, we had hardly any homes being built, and now I go through the empty subdivisions that sat for 10 years with no action. And we're having some production builders build houses as fast as they possibly can because they're selling as fast as they can. So that's probably one thing that's going to continue. And as long as rates are low, home prices will go up because people can afford more. And, you know, the move-up buyer right now is challenged to buy inventory, and hence the flurry of activity in the 250 to 400 range, you know, in the subdivisions that were pretty much abandoned back in the earlier in the decade, are now filling up. And, you know, every time I drive around, I go to the subdivisions that petered out, and there's ground being broken in every one of them. So, a lot of new construction. Rates are low, and you know, if you are thinking of something, probably best thing to do is start with your bank and get pre-approved and have an analysis by one of our mortgage people done, and you know, see what we can do. But that would be the biggest change for me is the return of new construction. And we still need tradespeople to come back to the area that left. And, you know, the home builders are a little bit thin around here as well. They're all busy and probably booked for quite some time. So that's why the production builders have come in. And it's just very, very tough to get a home built right now. And the COVID-19 situation has driven prices up. And there was a big spike in lumber prices, which could slow things. But, yeah, the housing market has been great. So, and then we announced last week the new opening of one of our new locations. And I mean, John may have some more information, but we did announce last week on WKHM the opening, future opening of the Spring Arbor Road branch, which is near Polly's, Garcia Labs, right on Spring Arbor Road. So that will happen.
2021 is what we're saying. We have an architect working on plans, and then we'll go in and we'll do some, we will do some build out and get that thing ready to roll. It used to be, it's a beautiful branch. When it was open, it was a beautiful branch. It's not a beautiful building. But we will turn it into a C&B location right there on Spring Arbor Road, and that'll be great space for us. So that'll be happening in 21. I would say second, third quarter, somewhere in there. And then you know, the flagship in downtown is Cortland Street, right next to American Title. And we've expanded here. We've taken a little extra space. We're full, and we will move our commercial lender, all of our commercial lenders. Right now we have a couple out at Spring Arbor Road, so we'll move the commercial lenders and our credit analysts and our loan processors, all of them down to the Fields building at the corner of Jackson Street and Cortland, and that will be in 21 as well. So we'll be able to get the entire team under one roof, and it'll be great to get everybody in the same space. We did add another commercial lender to the team in late 20. So I think he's been on the show. We've talked about Tony Baker, longtime Jackson guy, longtime banker. So if you take the new addition and then Bill and Dave Krieger and Chad Rumsey, Bob Rozak, Neil Wagler, we're well north of 150 years of commercial banking experience.
Well, that's just Dave Krieger. What about the rest of them?
Yeah, that's right. That might add a little to it. So yeah, great experience, great group, and 2021 should be the plan is to move down to that space, and it'll be a great move for us. So that'll be wonderful. As far as the lobbies go in 21, we're following the governor's orders. Our lobbies are, people ask a lot about that. The lobbies are locked. The drive-thrus are open. We say by appointment. But I think the benefit of community banking is we all live here. You can look up the direct number for any of our locations. If you need to get inside to do some banking, if that drive-thru won't work, call that location. Make an appointment. They'll let you in. If it's an emergency and you don't have an appointment, that's all right. Knock on the door. Wear a mask. Be safe, and we will get you served from a banking standpoint. So we've said that we will keep those doors locked till at least the 15th. Hopefully, things will start to loosen up a bit, and we can make a plan to get the doors completely unlocked.
Do you have a timetable for that move to the Fields building, John?
You know, very similar. We have a lot of things going on right now. In the past, we've tried to tackle, typically it's, you know, maybe one or two projects a year, Greg. Right now, we've got three pretty big ones. We have, you know, that Tecumseh location. We're putting a new branch there in that market. And then the Spring Arbor Road branch, and then the Fields building. We do need to do some renovations in half of the space that we're taking. So, same thing, I would say second or third quarter. It we'll do a complete move, but it's in the works. We're waiting on some drawings and we'll have to make some plans. But we'll get there.
So yeah, the 150 years, I want to add that 150 years commercial lending experience in Jackson. We're all Jackson born, bred, and trained, and we don't know any other way. And I think that has served us well many, many different ways. We tend to bank on the character of the customer, and we know we're in a risk game, and this year was very risky, but we went out on a limb, and a lot of banks shied away from providing relief when we ran into it. And so it was a very good year as far as new customers, new deposits, and being there for the customer, I think, was most important for us in 2020. And we are now working through the forgiveness portion of those loans. Most of the ones that I've seen come through are the smaller ones. We've been working smaller to bigger, but I still get calls. You do have plenty of time to apply for forgiveness still, but if you do have a PPP loan with us and haven't been reached out to, wouldn't be a bad idea to call your commercial lender and just make sure that you're in the mix. We did how many of them, John?
Hard
to keep track of.
North of 800, and now there's PPP version 2 that we... And here's a disclaimer, please don't start calling on version 2 just yet. We're trying to get through all of the angles on the new legislation that was approved there at year end, but I think we did about 850 PPP loans, and then like you say, we're working through that forgiveness, and then round 2 is coming.
And outside of the PPP lending, I would say that our other lending, our normal lending, would have to be close to a record. I mean, just in the last week of the year, we did several acquisitions, mergers, new locations that current customers are buying and going to be opening up. It went straight through to the end of the year, and it was a great year for lending, despite all of the problems and obstacles we faced. We were able to get through it with technology and knowing our customers and having good relationships with our customers.
You talked about mortgage, residential mortgage, and home construction. I don't think I have experienced or witnessed a December that was this busy. I know you had deals going up until year end. I know the guys in the offices next to us had deals going up until the 31st. I mean, lots of activity here in town. It's a plus for Jackson.
I think American Title stayed open a couple extra hours to get a few in. So thanks to American Title, and certainly we don't do all this alone, and we have a lot of help, but yeah, we ended on a very, very high note, I would say. Looking forward to 2021, whatever it may bring.
I keep hearing it's going to be the roaring 20s again with when things start to open up. So I'll just take a golf game, hopefully. There you go, Dick. Greg, we can get you and Krieger and Bill and myself and get a foursome of golf out there when things open up. How's that?
I'll drive the beer cart.
But we're open, ready for business. Like John said, if you need to make an appointment, see us face to face. That's what we prefer. Call, and you can certainly get in to see anyone. We all miss the traffic and the customer contact, and that is a vital part of our business. And I'm looking forward to getting back to that 2021, but circumstances prevent that. 2020 has shown that we're not going to miss a beat. So I see a good 2021. Everything I read points towards a good 2021. And if we can just get past this period, I remember back in March being on the show, saying how terrible it would be if this went into April or June, April, May, or June, and now we're here in January and it's still around. So it's been tough for everyone. And yeah, I would like to get out and get back to normal course of business and support the local businesses. That's the other message. They're our customers. We rely on them. They rely on us. And that's how community banking works.
So you can give Bill a call anytime, I'm sure.
You can give me a call at 768-0056.
And I am at 768-0053. And I have to compliment you on the music, Greg. The New Year's Eve music was good. And then the playing some nice music.
Thank you.
So, doing a fine job.
Take care. We'll talk to you next week. County National Bank Show with John Waldron, Bill Joris today.